is Smart City Dialogue, the new podcast of the International Smart Cities Network, in short, ISCN. My name is Julia Brennauer, and our topic today is how the digital transformation and citizen participation come together in a smart city. The ISCN is dedicated to promoting international exchange and knowledge transfer at national and local level. We bring together cities and ministries from different partner countries to discuss topics around the smart city. Today, I am sitting here with Marcos Antonio Gasco Arrobas at the German Federal Ministry of the Interior, Building and Community in Berlin. Marcos is the mayor of the provincial municipality of Chiclayo, a city in northern Peru. The city of Chiclayo is currently working on a digital application called Ayudamos. In English, we help. The app is developed in the framework of the GIZ Global Program ICT-based adaptation to climate change in cities. The program allows citizens to participate actively in the adaptation to climate change in their city. Since the program comes to an end in April, its partners from Peru, Mexico, and India came together this week in Berlin to reflect on the process and the outcome of the project. In your opinion, Marcos, what is the role of citizen participation in urban development processes?
¿Cómo estás, Julia? Muchísimas gracias. Chiclayo es una ciudad del
How are you, Julia? Thank you very much. Chiclayo is a city of about 900,000 inhabitants, and the program that has been implemented with the support of GIZ makes each citizen participate. It helps to make the information more transparent, to make it available in real time, and makes it possible that everyone is involved. I really did not see this level of urban citizen participation in Chiclayo before, and it is little in Peru yet. So it helps to raise awareness, to sensitize, and to make us all participate not only in the problems that exist, but also in the solution. This means that the citizens increase their self-esteem and know that they are not only part of a problem or a natural phenomenon, but that they can also help to give the information needed to develop or deliver solutions for existing problems that we all must do together.
You already mentioned solutions, Marcos. The digital solution Ayudamos, or in English We Help, helps to gather data to quickly react and adapt to risks of floodings in Chiclayo. In the case of this app, how do digital transformation and citizen participation go together?
Sí, los mismos ciudadanos han ayudado a incluso a mejorar.
The citizens themselves have even helped to improve the app. In the pilots that have been developed, the needs of the citizens of the communities have been incorporated into the system from the beginning. The pilots not only incorporated the needs of the citizens, but also real-time information supplied by the citizens. In this way, the citizens have been involved in the final development of the app.
If I understood correctly, the app Ayudamos has two important components, which are the possibility of municipalities to immediately react in case of floodings, and to obtain urban data for the elaboration of projects that improve climate change adaptation processes in the city. Can you explain a little bit more how the app involves the citizens in these two components?
Alarmas, información de daños.
Yes, alarms, damage information. We suffer from the phenomena of El Niño, and El Niño can wipe out entire populations. For example, from the municipal perspective, if a natural event, a natural disaster comes, we have to deploy. If only the municipality has the information, we have to deploy trucks, resources, etc., which may not be able to enter several areas because they are flooded. But with this app, the citizens can enter from remote places in the same province where it is impossible to enter, and they themselves can send the information in real time. In example, how many damaged houses, whether the water is already up to your knees, how many dead there may be, or where we can enter to bring help. So in short, all this information is very valuable at the time that things happen. and the alert too, to let the citizens know how they can prevent high-risk situations in time and go to higher places which are not affected by the floods.
So these are benefits not only for the citizens but also for the municipality, right?
Sure, for everyone, that's right. And a help, an important benefit, is the awareness of the people. Let them know that they are part of a new city development plan that Chiclayo needs to have. This awareness of the citizen helps us to really become a smart city.
When developing digital solutions for cities, it makes sense to consider aspects of scalability and adaptability to other contexts from the beginning. This way, knowledge can transfer from one municipality to another, or even from one country to another. Is this also intended with the app Ayudamos?
Lo cual agradezco de esta solución.
Yes, what I appreciate about this digital solution is that not only Chiclayo can benefit, but the whole country and all the districts of other provinces of Lambayeque, which is our region or state, you might call it here. Chiclayo has 20 districts, but our region has 38. And I hope that the solution can be taken to other districts and other regions of Peru that have similar, very serious problems when they are confronted with these natural events. And since the solution is open source, it can be copied and applied in other contexts. And this would be super beneficial for the whole country. And I'm going to take care of spreading it, at least in my region.
De poder contagiarlo también, al menos en mi región.
And is there any challenge as well that you face with digital participation in your city?
Sí, claro.
Yeah, of course. The challenge is to always incorporate more people to use these kinds of solutions and that they become aware that this can help us a lot to generate help among ourselves, to generate better city development plans, to generate a smart city, to become aware that we can create a better collective life. That is the challenge, and that is what I learn as an authority, as a mayor, also during these visits to Germany.
And what do you expect from the dialogue with the different partners of the International Smart Cities Network?
I expect the same thing I always expect when I'm invited, that I learn more. We are invited to this type of events so that we can take these experiences and these contacts to improve our policy, our development plans and our solutions with the citizens. I am very excited about the events that the GIZ does from here, from Europe or from anywhere in the world. And of course, the visits broaden my view to global aspects, to bring them to my city, to my country.
Thank you very much for your time, Marcos. It was nice having you here.
Gracias a ti, Julia.
So this was our talk with Marcos Antonio Gasco Arobas on citizen participation with regard to the digital transformation in our cities. In case you want to learn more about the activities of the ISCN, please visit our website smart-city-dialogue.de. I hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. Thanks for listening and goodbye.